Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this wonderful Thursday. We've reached Thursday, one day away from the Jim Colony just soiree, retirement party. Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack. Producer Maddie's in his spot. Jim Colony, he'll be in tomorrow for a few hours, as we say, a fond adieu, even though then he'll be in like the week after filling in for somebody or doing something,
yes,
or you'll hear from him. And semi-retirement Jim is where we are. And with that, I say good morning to you, Chris. How is everything?
It's good. It's a big dashboard temperature day.
People love that.
Already got one from our buddy Nick in West Mifflin, -5 where he's working.
It's weird. I had -1 on my driveway, and then when I was going above, I don't even know what road. Like, I was thinking about this. If I got like a flat, not a flat tire, but like if something happened, mm-hmm, and I needed to call an emergency person, and I was at the road above the state. Like, if you're looking, and PNC Park is on your left, Matt, and the Clark, yep, Building is on your right.
Okay.
What road is that? What number is that?
279.
Is it? 279 has begun yet? I don't know.
I don't know.
Is it still 3? Is it 376? Is it 279? I call it the road above the stadiums.
Hold on.
You know what I mean? It connects. But anyway, when I was there, what I'm getting at is this. Yeah. It was -1 at my house. It was 5 degrees there. It definitely is warmer in the city than it is out. So.
It's 279 all the way to the Fort Pitt Bridge.
Okay, and then it becomes...
And then it becomes 376, because 376 comes up from...
Gotcha. But then I just take 279, honestly, for a real short time. Then I get on 28 at,
right,
Hines.
Right, right.
But yeah, so anyway, I was right there, and it was, I think, 5 degrees. So it is cold. Hey, by the way, speaking of Jim for tomorrow,
mm-hmm,
do you think that Jim is going to be mad? I am going to blast this all day tomorrow. Jim, how do you think he'll take to this tomorrow when we just inundate him with this?
He'll like it.
A million times. Jim. I mean, this is... Oh, and we got... Did you know they're putting together a special menu for Jim?
I saw it.
Did you see
it's
this
ridiculous.
We got sent to us? They're going all out.
Yeah.
Oh, producer Matt did not know this.
No, he was not on the text.
Why don't you let them know about this, Chris? They're catering this event.
Let me find it.
Tomorrow. Yes.
Find the text chain. Okay. From, what's the place called? Oh, come on. Open up, dumb attachment.
Yes.
From Iron Rock? Is,
uh-huh,
that the name
Iron
of the
Rock,
place?
Yes. Out in Greensburg, yes.
Oh, okay, hold on. Open up. Uh-huh. So their chef is coming in and making this big
Iron
spread.
Rock Tap House. He was recently on Food Network.
Yeah.
Pompiani told me that. Yes.
Yeah, uh-huh. He's big time. Jumbo Smoked Fried Wings.
Okay, there we are. Uh-huh.
With barbecue, buffalo, inferno, habanero, ranch, and,
yes,
blue cheese. Warm spinach artichoke dip.
Wow.
Tortilla,
okay,
chips and pita.
Yeah.
Then entrees. Oh, yeah. Entrees. Crab cake sliders.
Wow.
Voodoo shrimp. Ooh. Jumbo shrimp and a citrus ancho chili barbecue sauce.
Okay.
Short rib bruschetta.
Nice. I'll have that, yes.
Beef tenderloin sliders.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, with mushrooms and goat cheese. And then dessert. Yeah, desserts.
Fudge cake and parfait.
Chocolate turtle fudge cake and mixed berry parfait.
Wow, from Chef Arnold.
Yes. How much of this will Jim actually eat, or will he?
He'll try a little bit of a lot, I bet.
Okay.
That's his thing. He'll try a little bit of a lot.
I joked when we were sent this menu. The perfect menu for Jim's final day would have been tacos, so he could once again claim that he's never had one. pierogies, which he claims he does not like, and some sort of reheated pasta.
It would
in a
have been,
glass container.
I'm okay with this, though.
Oh, this is fantastic.
This is great. This is great. I can't wait. I mean, they're making a big to-do out of this starting at 8 o'clock tomorrow, and I'm just, oh, I am beside
myself. I'm all here for it.
I am absolutely all here for it.
Jim.
I want to make him sick of that song. That's my goal tomorrow.
I did get a text back from somebody I reached out to that does want to call in real quickly and give a quick Jim send-off tomorrow.
Okay.
Oh, yeah?
That might
all
be
right.
Good.
Have you reached out to a few different people, or how's this
yeah,
work?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Well, we got some few irons in the fire.
All right. Good. Those will be good. People calling in and say that. But I'd like Jim to just freeform tell stories.
Sure.
I think that's where it is.
Well, and I think I'd like to hear from people too. Like their favorite, you know.
Yes,
like if
just
you
fans.
Have a favorite Jim moment that just you remember, then by all means, tomorrow from 8 to 10, call in.
And we
hear.
Do have something on our website, I believe. That is, you can submit your favorite Jim Colony memories.
Nice.
Wow.
So if you go on 937thefan.com, there is a story there where you can give your submissions.
Give your favorite gym stories.
Yes.
Oh, man.
There it is. Share your gym colony memories with us.
Yep.
Jeez, this is good. I'm excited for it. All right, to today.
Yes.
You know, I don't, and again, it's very cold. Like, that's the news of the day. That's what the news stories will be all about today, how cold it is. 2-hour delay everywhere. I don't think, and I don't want to rehash because it's an old bit about, you know, how they used to read the weather and whatever, and you'd have to wait for your school,
mm-hmm.
and you'd sit there, closings and delays, 2-hour delay, no morning kindergarten, and Cigna or whoever would go through and read them, you know.
That's the weather.
Yes, and they, you know, Seton, LaSalle, Shaler, or whatever, however it would work. But in that vein, kids have no idea now. What that process was like.
No, it's funny. Larry and Kevin were just talking about
that.
They
just have no idea what that process was like. And they'll never have an idea how painstakingly cliffhangerish it was to listen to that.
Oh, my. They don't have any idea. I mean, you would get up on time, first of all. You didn't get your cushy text message the night before that told you there was going to be a 2-hour delay.
Right.
You would get up in the morning at the time you would normally get up, and you would sit there and you would hope and you would hope and you would hope and you would hope. And then finally, you'd either get confirmation or your hopes and dreams would be crushed.
Yeah, like and there was nothing was instantaneous back then. Now everything is the information you're able to seek out, find in a portal, and you get your answer.
Mm-hmm.
There's something to be said for having to wait for your answer and being patient for it. And that was something. By the way, I just thought of something.
Mm.
Did we reach out to AB for?
Actually, it's funny you say that. Was it last night or two nights ago? We do still have a number for Antonio Brown.
I have his number. Yeah. I texted him last week, and he gave me the thumbs up.
I didn't get any answer.
You should tell him it's Jim's last day tomorrow. Ask him if he wants to
come on.
I'm
going to put the pressure on him. He's involved in a little other stuff right now.
But here's the thing. He's on this full court media press.
Right.
He might be interested in popping on for a couple
of
minutes.
What if AB totally overtook Jim's retirement and, like, broke a bunch of news on our show? Did you tell him Jim Colony's retiring?
No, I did not say that. So maybe I'll...
Well, that's the
that's
thing.
That's the hook.
No, what did you...
I know. I wasn't thinking of that. I was trying to get him on just to get him on.
Oh, okay.
No. I'm going to text him here in a little bit. He's up in the morning. He really is. He's all. That's the one crazy thing about that crazy dude. He gets up every morning.
He's probably working out
right now. He does. And works out at, like, 5 in the morning. I'm going to text him here in a second. And just tell, hey, AB, Jim Colony is retiring tomorrow.
Right.
It's his send-off show.
Do you want to call in and say
or
some
even
nice
if he calls whenever and we just tape something.
Yeah.
Like a cameo without paying for it. That's what I'm in for.
A cameo.
No, we got it. We got to at least swing.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's totally still his number because I texted him something about, I texted him something about taking his shirt off and the pads and stuff. And asked about if Dolus, and he gave me the thumbs up on a text.
That's all.
Yeah, that's all. Or hearts. I think he gave me a hearts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's his move. So it's his number. Anyhow, oh man, yeah, we got to try to get AB. Without giving it away, you could give it. Who's one person you feel is going to call in tomorrow?
You want me to give it away?
Yeah. Well, is there more than one person that's going?
I know that there's.
Is there a big name?
There's a good chance, yeah. A pretty decent name. We'll call in.
Yeah? Mike Sullivan?
No. But close. Same vein.
Oh, oh. Mario. Jeez, we're getting Mario tomorrow? Wow, Jim Rutherford.
Think outside that organization. I was thinking same position I know who you're.
Wait, hold on. Kevin Colbert.
No. No. Think coaching.
I don't want Clint Hurdle.
No.
Wait.
Who Jim used to run laps
with? Oh, Bill Cowher's going to call?
Bill Cowher most likely called.
Oh, okay. I like that. Yes. Say fond adieu to Jimbo. Yes. I don't want to ruin it, but who cares?
it's out now.
No, yeah. That's good. If that's in the works, I wonder. I'm trying to jog my memory here as to people that would be good for the
Jim. I'm giving somebody a call today who has not. The problem with this person is they haven't really talked a lot since they officially left the team that they were on, and I don't know what kind of mood they're in to talk about that stuff. But the hook is, again, it's Jimbo's last day. We don't need you to talk to us about anything else. All you got to do is call in and say happy retirement to Jim.
Here's a great one. And yes, Garrett, call tomorrow. Garrett from Sarver, who's a great dude, right? Longtime P1 listener, listens all the time. He and his wife both. He writes, Jim is the reason I work for NAMS. I heard his ad on the radio and gave him a call. I'd like to call and thank him tomorrow if I can.
Wow.
How about that?
That'd be great.
Garrett, I know. Listen to this. I know this guy, Brad, who I work out with. Brad was paralyzed in a bike accident.
Oh, wow.
It's a crazy story. And he's a guy that was just jacked, put together. I mean, a mountain of a man. And had an unfortunate accident, but he still comes to our workout facility and works through, even though he's paralyzed, still does all this stuff. And Garrett takes him in the NAMS van to our workout facility. So I've had occasion. I just missed Garrett the other day. I saw the van and was on my way out. Mm-hmm. But he transports people, you know, that can't otherwise get around or needs that.
Sure.
And it's an unbelievably great job that Garrett does.
Wow.
But I've tied in with him through that as well. Mm-hmm. But Garrett is a guy who said, I got to thank Jim. And for my business, that I've got to meet all these people, I get to make a paycheck, and I got a job that I really like through NAMS because of Colony. Colony touching lives all around. How about that? How about that?
Not even surprised.
Not surprised at all. Man. We should get Barrasso to call in. He'd be great. This is when people are texting. Oh, good. This is going to be something. You know, I have a feeling tomorrow Jim will just hijack it, which is kind of what I'm looking for.
That's fine.
Yeah,
that's exactly what I want.
It's his last day. It's all about him.
Right. Or he drops something to where we have to dump.
Oh.
I'll be ready.
I know.
Yeah, be on your P's and Q's tomorrow.
What if out the door he starts flaming people he really didn't like, and he's like, let me be honest about something. This guy hate him. This guy can't stand him.
Or we should just open it up to him. Like, Jim, if you have any last things to say about
it, get it
anybody,
off your chest.
Just say
got
it
got a
right
lot
now.
Of problems with you people.
Yeah. Now, do you have the bed of the old news sound update?
The old update?
I know we found it not too long ago.
Yeah, we did.
Because I'd like him to do
one final update out the door.
Yeah.
Yeah,
if we could do that, a news update. I know we have that music somewhere.
It's around. Somebody's got to have it somewhere.
Because we did it, I want to say, less than a year ago, Matt. The update sound. It was somewhere.
Yeah.
Where would we have had that? Who had it? Man, I do not know.
Quick, I'm gonna search here live on the air.
Yeah, you're gonna. We gotta have that. Cause, or what? Where? What?
How about?
Nah. I mean, that
this was Jim's.
Yeah. That's it.
Well, no, but this isn't the original. Dun, 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 dun,
yeah, I don't know if we have that one.
Man. This is good enough. Do we have Archimedes Caminero's update for tomorrow?
Yeah, we do.
Okay, all right. That's fine.
It has to start with, remember, it used to say, here's a Jim Colony
update.
Yeah, but if we don't have it, we don't have it. I mean, it is what it is, you know? But Jim, how about they said, Jim, you come in all morning. He said, I'll be there at 8.
Yeah.
Thanks.
We want to celebrate you for 4+ hours.
He said, no, I'll see you at 8.
Yeah, 2's good.
Right, see you there. Oh,
I'm sleeping in these days.
I am so excited for tomorrow. I'm excited for today first, though. Sean O'Hara, he joins at 7. Jeff Hathorn, 7:30. Big show. Brian Billick. Oh, by the way, I need a thing on Brian Billick to tell you all about Brian Billick. That's coming your way at 7:45. And Nick Costas, our guy, No Energy Nick, He joins at 9 o'clock. Jeff Capel. I don't know. We got like 35 guests today. Fam Morning Show. We're presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. Good morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.